Well, I'm pretty excited. A little bit earlier this evening, I finally went ahead and bought myself a new DSLR camera. Got it off Amazon, and I think I got a pretty good price on it. It's the Canon T2i, and even though I'm interested in photography, and I think it could be fun to have a decent camera to take some pictures with, the real reason I'm getting it, of course, is because of the video aspects. And I'm a little insane when it comes to making any kind of a purchase, especially if it's something I'm spending even a moderately healthy chunk of money on. I tend to be more than a little obsessive about doing my research and putting in the due diligence to understand what it is I'm buying and knowing every pro and every con. And I have taken forever to decide on buying what is really basically a moderately priced camera. But I'm pretty happy about it, really. Thing is a lot of people these days, a lot of small-time filmmakers, of which I'm trying desperately to be, are shooting their stuff on DSLR cameras. And it's for the simple fact that it provides you a lot of freedom in terms of what kind of lenses you want to use. It's just a quick and easy format to shoot in, and with even a little bit of skill, a little bit of patience at all, you can get some remarkable images. I've seen stuff that's been shot with the Canon 5D and the Canon T2i and the Canon 3Ti that are just breathtaking. I mean, they're really fantastic cameras for this sort of thing. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But I've got a lot to learn, actually. I've been looking at some very simple do-it-yourself camera rigs to make shooting with a small camera like this easier, because one of the downsides a lot of filmmakers will tell you when you're shooting with these still cameras is that because they're so small and because they're so light compared to a video camera, they're kind of hard to keep from jumping around, jumping the image around a lot. You can imagine, you know, trying to hold some very light thing steady is kind of difficult to do when you're shooting a scene compared to a big heavy camera you've got on your shoulder. So as a result, what a lot of these independent filmmakers will do is create, well, you can buy them, but a lot of people choose to create these do-it-yourself rigs, which are sometimes made out of PVC pipe, things like that. It's pretty clever, really. You weight them down, and then suddenly your little DSLR camera is a lot heavier, and it makes for a much more natural motion when you're trying to shoot a scene. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I finally got my camera. One step closer to finishing some of the projects that I've sort of set out. I've been doing all this writing for all this time. I've been writing scripts. I've been developing these ideas that I want to shoot. But the big hurdle that I've had is I haven't had any really convenient way to actually shoot anything. So finally, now I've sort of taken care of that, and I'll be able to actually begin shooting some footage. Kind of cool, kind of exciting.